Bailey from the Room to Eight podcast, and this week we have a special bonus show. We are going to do an interview with Leah Tondreau and Dave Fournier. They came to our classroom to learn about how we do podcasting. Miss Tondreau is a second grade teacher, and David Fournier is a technology coordinator. They came from Garland, Maine. They took some advice, questions, and comments, and now Miss Tundro's class is doing their own podcast called The Second Grade Goobers. We are going to put a link to their website. Well, here it is.
Okay, so we usually interview our guests, but you guys should have first crack at it because you drove all this way to find out stuff, so you can ask them the questions first of any information you need.
I would get off my work.
Well, I'm taking notes for the entire class.
So I see here that you guys have a podcast like sign up sheet.
It's called a rundown.
A rundown, very cool. And I was wondering, how do you decide who gets to do what jobs? And do you always have the same jobs, or do you change jobs? Well, Mr. Eight.
Thank you. We have fairness cards. These cards with our name on it, and whoever wants to do it, gets their card pin.
Oh yeah.
There's also we have our own corners on the podcast, yes. So sometimes I'll have mine on, and sometimes Barry and Bailey will have those on.
And, usually, like, we don't really, like, nobody really choose. We usually, like, whoever wants to do it gets to choose what they do. Mm-hmm. They don't, like, mistress or the cards, we don't usually, like, get assigned to jobs. We just pick them.
You just pick them?
The corner.
And I noticed that someone was over at the computer editing your
James,
your sound.
James, fifth grade.
Is there just one person that does it, or
no,
how does that work?
We're getting trained.
You're getting trained? How are you getting trained?
Well, Mr. S has us in for recess.
Oh, you stay in for recess sometimes? Very cool. And he teaches you how to use the program and whatnot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Four people learn? Me, Haley, Sage, and me.
Great. So when you're recording, what is everyone else doing while you guys are recording? Because I know it has to be absolutely quiet, or not very, very quiet, so you can hear the person talking, but what do you guys, how does that work?
What we'll do is we'll work on work we need to work on, and sometimes we'll work on our own piece, and when we do, when we got the word rundown was from actually news people who came, and they said it was called a rundown.
It's called a rundown. Mm-hmm. And I have another question. How often do you guys do your recording, or how often do you work on the computer putting your podcast together?
Well, at the beginning of the week, like maybe on Monday or Tuesday, we find out what we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Or like we put a question mark on what we're not sure. And then when the pieces are ready and Mr. S says everything's okay, then we usually record it.
Yeah.
So whenever it's ready.
Do you guys have work time at the end of the day, every day, to work on this?
No,
or is it just a few days a week?
At writing time.
At writing time? How often do you have writing time?
Every single day.
Every single day. At the end of the day.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Who gets to be the engineer?
Isn't that an engineer?
Only James,
you
guys don't do it yet?
They're in training right now.
They're in training.
No, it's very time consuming.
I can
And that
imagine.
Would take a lot of academic time. But they're so into it that they want to come in at recess. Okay, Bill?
Does any of you guys set it up, like plug them in and get them going?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We got a crew.
You got a crew, okay.
Set up crew.
So who's the crew? That's the question.
How many people are teaching other people?
So you guys also have people in training all the time too?
Okay.
I have another. Can I ask another quick question?
Oh yeah.
I've looked at your blogging site. How do you? I know you do your writing. Do you type that into your laptops? Because I saw some laptops floating around.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you type it.
Yeah. Sometimes
those are laptops.
Yeah. Sometimes like maybe kids will. If they're available, the computers will come get them. And sometimes, like, maybe one or two people who are writing quickly and they have enough, they don't have enough time for the video, they'll type it on the computer, like an outro, maybe if it's like a last minute thing. Or sometimes it's much easier for the kids, so maybe it's just like we'll type it.
Well, we have computers because we're writing comments to other podcasters.
How many other podcasters do you write comments to?
Well, right now we were writing to David Warlick or Scott Kenny. Because they wrote like 5 letters.
And I saw some of you using like a little jump drive. Mm-hmm. Do you save that information? Thing? It's a little thing, you just stick it into the side
of
the
wall. Yeah, I started hanging up.
Oh, yes, I see that. How do you use those?
Because
I know I have one of those. I want to know how you guys use it.
Well, we just take off part. We take off a half of it, and then we bring it to the computer.
And what do you put on that little thing?
We put it like writing.
Writing that you do? Do you have like a special little file on there that you save all your stuff to?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Do you guys have any questions for us? Because I've asked a lot of questions.
How many people are in your classroom?
I have 18 kids in my classroom.
And there's only 3 classes.
Right, and there we only have 3 grades in our school. We have 2 kindergartens this year, because we have a lot of kindergartners. We have a first grade and a second grade, and that's our entire school.
Why?
So how many kids?
Because it's just a small area where we are. We're part of a bigger district, which has a big school.
You don't have any fourth graders?
We don't have any fourth graders. In my class, I only teach second graders. You guys have some third graders and fourth graders?
Yeah, one mom.
Yeah. We're just one class. Yeah.
How old are your second graders?
My second graders are 7 and 8.
Yeah, that's how old the second graders are in our school.
They're pretty young.
We have 8-year-olds in this class.
You do?
I'm 9.
Mr. 8.
Me?
Sorry, I don't know your name.
You're from, like, Chris.
No, we're not from Texas, no. We were talking to someone, and they had said you guys had listened to some other podcast from Texas.
And I visited Texas.
But we're from kind of near Bangor, if you've ever been to Bangor.
Bangor, Maine.
Kind of, yeah.
How often do you travel places just to go see people?
Just to go see people, like what I'm doing today?
Yeah.
Well, I go and see other classes in our district, like at other parts of our school. Like, I'll go to a third grade classroom, or sometimes I even stay in my own school and just visit other classrooms. But maybe like once a month or so. But I'm working with my literacy teacher. She helps me. And that's when we go see other classes. Yeah.
What's the farthest place you went to see other classrooms?
It would be here. Took me 3 hours to get here. 3 whole hours. Yeah. But
wow.
Definitely
see how
worth it.
You guys are?
Yes. We listened to your podcast, and they just had a follow up question about your sprinkler. They wanted to know what happened. Did you guys get that fixed, and maybe how it happened? They really wanted to know that. It's all fixed now. Oh, well, I'm glad to hear
they
that.
They put in a whole new gym.
A whole new gym?
Really?
Wow.
With a floor.
I get it.
How many kids in the whole school?
In the whole school, I think right now we have 60.
We have like
7, I think, is our official number.
We have 500.
Wow. See, we're a really small school, but he works for our whole district, and part of one of our other schools is a lot bigger.
Right. All together in our whole school, we have like 1,000 kids.
Wow. We already have 500.
Yeah, it is school alone, right?
Yeah.
You're much bigger.
But I'm just part of a little school, and he works with all the schools.
I'm a big teacher guy.
Yes.
So what's your name again?
I'm Miss Tondro.
And I forgot.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you guys married?
No. I am married, but not to her.
I am not.
My oldest kid is in high school. He's a senior.
How old is your youngest?
She's a freshman in high school.
You only have one.
All right.
How many years have you been teaching?
Well, technically, this is my first year of teaching. So,
You are a jet set.
I'm working on my master's right now in elementary education, and I have a focus in technology. And this is just something that I really wanted to... I've heard about iPods, and then I heard about podcasting, and I was doing some research about what podcasting was, because I didn't even know what it was.
Does anybody have an iPod?
No.
I like this.
Might get one.
Do you guys ever listen to your own podcast?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you listen to it here or do you listen to it at home?
At home.
Pretty neat. Mr. 8, you got lots of questions. Yeah.
My name is Chris.
Chris? Okay, Chris.
Well, who are you?
I am Mr. Fournier, and I'm the computer guy at our schools.
You're kind of like Mrs. Oates.
Is that all she does, is computers?
No.
I don't teach.
Okay, yeah, then she's nothing like Mrs.
Yeah.
She teaches.
I'm not a teacher. What I do is I help teachers use computers and the kids use computers.
He's helping me figure out how to work podcasting in my room and what the equipment that I need.
Yeah, I have the money.
And what I can do with my kids to get podcasting going. Mr. Skeeter.
Skeeter. How many principals are there?
We have three in our whole like district. We share a principal at our school. We share with someone else.
Yeah. Would you like to know another way you can podcast? Well, you can use your computer, and all you have to do is buy is a small little attachment. So you can like record right into that, and it's a little bit easier, and you can also edit with it. Isn't that what we have now, Stress?
So that's what we're moving towards. And the NRLP.
Yeah.
The latest GarageBand is really geared towards podcasting.
You mentioned that. May I have your attention, please? All students being picked up, please report to the cafeteria. All students staying for pickup, please report to the cafeteria.
So what other programs do you use for your podcasting? I saw you use Audacity to record your voices. Is there anything else that you use? Or here's one of my kids was asking, how do you guys get music and how do you put music into your podcast?
Mr. S.
Do you guys make your own music?
No, Mr. S.
Well, actually, Mr. S is going to start a session where we can make our own music. Then we can put it on our podcast, but he hasn't started it yet.
Right.
He's still thinking.
It's an ongoing project, right?
Yeah.
Many of those going on.
Always
here's another question about where you're going in the future with your podcast. Have you ever thought of doing a video podcast?
Yeah.
Well, that's not really podcast.
Yeah, it is.
They don't know what to call it yet, Cassidy. Either vlogging or podcast or video.
Right, because now they have the video iPods to where you could watch a podcast. A podcast right on your iPod.
That's a good idea.
I was just wondering what you guys...
Talked about doing a documentary with video of how they do the podcast. Whether we'd ever put that up on the internet, I'm not sure. Plus, it would be a lot of work.
Yeah.
It would be,
if we do, you can watch. That might be a really good thing for your class to watch. I think that might be actually a good idea to put it on the internet so... All the classes who want a podcast can do that.
Because we have a video thing.
Yeah, we can give them a step-by-step way to podcast.
Do you guys use any video in your classroom? Like,
actually,
how do you
really.
The other day we were
watching someone.
Were you doing like a web conference?
No, we were.
Oh,
we saw someone in Iowa.
It's called from Apple.
It's called
from
an acronym, and you can interact
from
people
Iowa.
That can actually come and visit us.
And we,
and
she was,
and she was great, and we were vis-a-vis with her.
We were in Iowa.
Face to face.
Who's been to Iowa? It's pretty flat.
Oh,
Everybody in this class has been to Iowa.
Everyone in this class.
Except for her.
Yeah, because we went on the computer.
That's awesome.
You can interact and talk to other
people. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Cassie, would you turn off your mic?
Thank you for answering my questions.
Well, thanks for visiting us. We hope you guys like this too. You can get to us at bobsprankle.com. This is Billy from Room 208 Podcast. Bye.